Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, welcome back to Good Cop, Bad Cop episode. Oh, I don't even know. I think it's 168, 169. It doesn't even matter anymore, does it? No one cares what number episode it is. I would ask Matt how he's doing, but he's not here. He's late, so that's fine. Now, we agreed. I'll introduce you in a second, Chris, officially. But we had that issue where it was like, we could just wait. But then I suddenly realized, if we wait 5 minutes, I'm probably going to have to listen to you chatting about how bad Burnley's season is so far. Oh, yeah. That's going to get a little bit awkward. So we're like, hey, we'll just start without him. You can tell us all about your show and all that stuff. And then when he comes in, he can just come in. I'm sure he's got we already think he's got a great tale to explain while he's late. So we'll let him explain that. Now, before I officially introduce you, I want to thank you, first of all. But I also want to apologize to you as well for filling in for me about a year ago when I was doing online teaching. And I was like, look, I can't do this anymore. I asked Matt to pull in a few people. He did a great job. I pulled in Fowl, he pulled in you, IndyCast, and I loved it. I was like, we have to keep doing this. And as I've been doing the booking, which has been ridiculous, I did 6 months at once, and then now we're at the point where we're rebooking people. I totally forgot about the original guests because I wasn't part of it at that time. And it wasn't actually until Matt mentioned you on the show about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, damn it. I have totally forgotten about all those original people. So you actually saved our bacon this week. I have to apologize as well to the World Elite Pod. I have a wrestling event with a ridiculous starting time, 5 p.m. on a Saturday. It's about an hour away. I'm like, that's very early for a wrestling show. I couldn't make it. They unfortunately couldn't make it on a Friday. So we brought you in. Last minute, we're like, all right, we need somebody on British time. that's kind of important for us because everyone else is working at this time. So yeah. I'm looking to get out as a teacher. So Chris, BFC, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm glad to know that, you know, you didn't really want me here. You just sort of dragged me in as a sort of last resort. But I mean, that's how I got my foot in the door at Techers. So, you know.
This is a problem with my booking. Like, when I realized last week, I was like, okay, we can get Chris in, but it's not going to be like till 2022 now, because I've already got like the next 2 months booked. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. So it kind of worked out pretty good that we got this way. But I felt so bad when I suddenly realized, I was like, oh shit. Like, I totally forgot all those original guests. So we are going to be putting the shout out to some of those other people I mentioned earlier, because we definitely want you on as well. So while
I just think it's funny. Sorry for interrupting you. I just think it's funny that, you know, you said, oh, well, I want to do this introduction for you. And I was like, oh, right, well, hopefully he's going to say something nice about me. And he's like, oh, no, I forgot you existed and you're just a last minute thing. You know, I don't really want you here, but you're here anyway. It's only because you're British. If you were American, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot barge pole. So
I do want to say, when we knew we couldn't get somebody, I was the one who said to Matt, first of all, I was like, what about Chris? Do you think he'll be available? So you were the first person we considered. So if I was overly negative at the start, I apologize for that. But no, you were the first name that we considered for somebody who would be able to step up and fill in for our guests this week. Why don't you tell us about all the different podcasts and different things that you stream on the internet, so everybody knows where to find you in case they don't know who you are. And if they don't, I have no idea why not.
Well, because I'm a nobody, really.
No, that is not true.
Stop it, you. I mean, most people probably know me from Radio Tech, or something that Matt also appears on. I do, you know, mainly where I'll appear on is the more shorter form videos. I'll occasionally pop in for live reactions and stuff like that, but I'm more consistent with my short form videos, which come out usually once or twice a week. I do that with Tanner, obviously. You know, Max and Matt's also on it, so, you know, it's a lot of fun. We talk about football about 10% of the time, and the rest of it is talking about, you know, food, and mainly food, and how awful American food is. I mean, I'm also currently writing for nearfalls.com. Look out for the Near Falls magazine, which is coming out, I really should know the date.
Soon. I know Matt mentioned it the other week. It's very soon, and I can't remember either exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I should know, considering I've got an article in it, but November the 26th, that's it. It ships worldwide. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that, because that's really good. A lot more talented people than me write for that, so, you know, that's a good thing, because you won't just have to listen to me dribble on. And yeah, that's the main things I do, really. Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think people would know you mainly from football. That's obviously the BFC part of your name, Burnley Football Club, right? I'm guessing. I was always presuming.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd rather not talk about the current state of Burnley at the moment. It's very depressing. And I don't want this podcast to, you know, drive people to feeling sad for the rest of the week. So.
Yep, I would say, and Matt asked me as well, I was like, have you ever worked with Chris? I was like, no. Like, I would say, we've chatted a bit, plenty of times, like, through Radio Techers in the chat, when you've either been on the show and I've been in the chat, or vice versa, when I was on the show one time and I think you were in the chat, or when we're both in the chat. But yeah, you feel like somebody I know better than I actually do. But no, we've never actually been on the podcast.
We've never actually interacted face to face, no.
Considering
last time I came on, you avoided me like the plague, so.
There was nothing I could do about that, unfortunately. All right, he's way past his time. I told you, I said, hey, if we do all the introductions and stuff, I said, that'll take us to about 10 after. Because he said he'd be here at 10 past. I make it 11 minutes past. So if he's not here, past, I think that's...
There's no sign of him, so...
No, I think this is totally on him. And if he gets to miss something, then I say that's on him. I think that's totally okay. I say we go ahead and talk about some good cop moments while we're waiting for him. What do you reckon?
Yeah, go on, that's a shout.
Hey Magsy, do you think people listening to this show like wrestling podcasts?
I would hope that they do, because they're listening to one.
Do you think they would like our wrestling podcast?
Well, if you could call it a wrestling podcast, because we cover the gamut of topics. We have food takes, we talk about movies, and we intertwine that with watching a little bit of the cool wrestling.
We do indeed. This is Cy and Mags from the Chain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us at Chain_Wrestling on Twitter. Quite proud of our little show that we do. It seems to make a few people giggle. So if you're interested in listening to two silly plonkers ramble on about some old wrestling and then maybe have a little vote in a poll to decide where we go next, why don't you give us a try? What do you reckon, Mags?
Yep, if that sounds like your cup of tea, go and check out our content on Visionaries Global Media.
There we go. I think that'll do, Magsy, won't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah,
same. See, look at that. We can ad lib and everything.
Oh, he's going to be so pissed, and I'm loving it. This was a great decision. We don't know. He might not get here until 3:20, 3:30. We can't just sit around. We got busy lives. We got things to do.
Yeah, so. He might just not turn up at all.
He might not turn up at all. We don't know. We don't know. So we have to make provision. We have to go ahead just in case. All right, what you got for your main good cop moment of the week, Chris?
This is something that has been very controversial in the wrestling world. A lot of people loved it, a lot of people really despised it, but I personally loved it. It was the main event of Dynamite this week, the 8-man tag, the Super Elite versus the Dark Order, the one where the Super Elite dressed up as the Ghostbusters,
yeah,
and the Dark Order, well, Colt Cabana dressed up as Brandon Cutler, for example. John Silver was Kratos, and I can't remember the other two. But there was a lot of discourse about, it's a disgrace to wrestling this, you know, it's, you know, ruining the integrity. And you just think, grow up, man. Like, wrestling is inherently a joke. You know, it's basically violent panto. That's all wrestling is. And, you know, you've got to think that people, you know, the sanctity of wrestling has been breached by this. And, you know, like, fair enough, if you didn't find it entertaining, you didn't find it funny, you know, because that's, you know, comedy wrestling is subjective, and I get that.
Yeah.
You know, but to say comedy wrestling is inherently bad is very flawed in mindset, in my opinion. And it's, you know, people say, main eventers shouldn't be comedy, you know, and I'll point you to people like DX, Steve Austin, The Rock, John Cena, all had their comedic moments when they're on top of the card. And, you know, as long as the comedy doesn't detract from the characters or the show, I personally don't see a problem with it. You know, whether I find it funny or not, I don't think it's ruining Dynamite. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, considering the success of Orange Cassidy, that was like one of my big concerns. Having seen him on the indies and knowing that gimmick is just so over the top, and knowing what the purists think about wrestling, I was like, oh, I don't think this is, I don't know if this is going to work on, like, they've totally embraced it. Like, Orange Cassidy is so over there. Like, he sold the most number of t-shirts last year. People are still loving his matches. He's been there a year and a half, I think, now, nearly 2 years. And the gimmick is not tiring at all. So, no, I think people are very understanding of the fact that, no, you can have comedic wrestling, but you can have bad comedic wrestling as well, like you said. It definitely depends on what it is. I saw some of that hypocrisy as well, people talking about the fact that it was ridiculous. And also, of course, with the AEW-WWE battle that's ongoing, people, of course, brought up the zombie match. And I can't remember which pay-per-view it was. I've been kind of busy this week. I remember when people mentioned it, I was like, oh, yeah. But I couldn't specifically remember when.
I think it was the one after Mania, but I can't quite remember.
That sounds about right. It definitely wasn't at Halloween time, though, or anything, was it? No. It was just like, no.
It was to promote that Batista movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, correct. And that was the point, because somebody was kind of mentioning that, and then somebody kind of came back at them and said, well, how do you have a problem with one but not the other? And I was like, well, I think they're totally different. Like, I think if you're dressed up in Halloween costumes at Halloween, I think that's slightly justifiable. Like, you can see a connection there. To me, I have no problem with that at all. If you're taking a zombie thing just for the money grab of promoting a film, that's a little bit different. That's a little bit corporate right there. So I think
a key difference as well, sorry for interrupting,
No, you can.
Was that the Elite weren't actually, you know, being the Ghostbusters. Whereas, you know, the zombies were meant to be actual zombies.
Correct. Yeah, no, I was going to say, so I thought there was, to try and compare those two things, I didn't think it was the same thing. I think you know that you're going to have those segments. Now, the segment I don't particularly like, because it's old hat now, I've seen it too many times. I know coming up in around a month's time, it'll be Thanksgiving over here. I know that there's going to be on the WWE ring, or the side of the WWE ring, there's going to be some tables, there's going to be all the food out there, and you know there's going to be a food fight. Now, that's a comedy thing as well. It's appropriate for the time of year, but I'm getting a little tired of that one particularly. But hey, we'll see. But I think generally, if it's that time of year, I can kind of cut it a little bit of slack. Like, okay, it's Thanksgiving. We understand that. You're going to link that in because obviously you're mainly targeting the American audience. So, yeah. But no, I thought it was perfectly okay. I have to confess, and this is where I don't think Matt would have been able to bail me out on this anyway. I didn't see AEW this week. I did not see any AEW at all. I've watched a very, very limited wrestling, except for comments that I've seen on Twitter. And then sometimes that'll make me go and watch a couple of extra clips just to find out. But
it's a good job you don't run a wrestling podcast, isn't it, if you've barely seen any wrestling.
I know. Isn't it lucky that I only normally look at the human side of things? I like to see about the people rather than the actual matches itself. I literally only 5 minutes before you came in, I suddenly realized, I was like, oh shoot, I didn't even watch NXT highlights. So I quickly watched I watched the Raw highlights because I figured Matt would probably want to talk about it. So I'm like, all right, I know I gotta watch that. He might talk about NXT. So I was like, I'd better watch that one. And I honestly wasn't sure what wrestling you watched, to be honest. I couldn't remember if you were WWE, AEW, like a bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, I do tend to, if I know something's good, I'll sort of try to seek that out. But I am mainly AEW. I used to be mainly like a New Japan guy, but I've sort of drifted away from that. You know, and this past year I've sort of gone into AEW sort of fully. Because I mean, there he is. Look what the cat.
Hey, we started without you. We got tired of waiting. We mentioned at some point you would be joining us, so there'll be a 5 second pause in here that you'll think is an edit point, but it's not really. It says that. I thought it would be funny as well to start without you. And I did ask Chris's permission. I was like, if you want, we can wait. And he's like, oh no.
We'll
just start.
After all the praise I gave him 2-3 weeks ago, Jesus Christ! But there you go. Right, you'll get a bad devil's advocate now for that. Oh, thank you.
All right. Go on. What's your excuse then? Because you said you had an excuse.
Yeah. Oh no, you can get one now. Yeah, get one now.
Oh, you're sulking. Is that it?
Yeah.
He'll have to listen onto the pre-show. I'll get it out of him when we record the pre-show later. I'll find it out. I just won't say anything until... It could be the worst pre-show we've ever done, but I'm not going to talk until he tells us why he was late. How about that?
So, Matt, you're up. What are your opinions on my good cop, then?
Yeah, we already did the first segment, and we just started Good Cop without you. So, what did you think about that, Matt? This is like, whose line is it anyway, when they have the, one of them can't see the screen and they have to commentate based on the reactions of the people in the crowd. This is perfect. Go on, have a guess, Matt. What do you think your reaction was?
I have no idea what it was at all. I'm guessing that the Near Fourth magazine has been announced.
It has. We had the date mentioned as well. Yeah, it's nearly just under a month away by the sounds of it. Yeah.
Is that what it was, Chris? Because I'm very excited to actually get my hands on a physical copy of that.
Well, it wasn't my good cop moment, but it was already been mentioned. So.
That's what I was assuming it was going to be, because it is a big deal.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was the main event from AEW Dynamite last night, two nights ago as we're recording. With the dress up as the Ghostbusters and things like that.
Aha, yes. It'll be on my things to watch when it actually comes to the UK at some point on a Sunday morning, yes.
Okay. Would you like me to do my good cop moment first while you have a chance to compose yourself? Or are you ready for your...
If you'd be so kind, sir, for a change, yes.
I will happily switch the order to give you a second to get ready. As I was telling Chris already, I haven't watched much wrestling this week, so I haven't had time to come up with a lot of things. I have to admit, my bad cop was the sections I filled up instantly, and then I was kind of rooting around for good cop moments. I did see one story, though. I saw on Facebook Thunder Rosa put out a post. She was at Universal Orlando Resort. I know you're heading there in about 2 months' time, Matt, so I know you always like references to Florida. And she mentioned the fact that she said, quote, I met Andrea today during the tapings. This is a little girl because there was a picture that went with it. I'll give you that context right now. She told me she used to watch wrestling when she was very little, and then she explained to me that she lost her sight at a very young age, but she never lost the taste for professional wrestling. She keeps coming to shows even when she can't see it. Her dad describes the moves to her and what is happening in the ring. So this girl made me realize that even when you can, when you can't physically enjoy something, you can still fulfill your soul with joy by utilizing all your other senses. Moral of the story, never give up the things you enjoy. Thanks, Andrea, for having the fight spirit and loving wrestling. Hashtag never give up. And then there was a lot of other hashtags there as well. Now, you know that I love a good feel-good story, and I love the fact when wrestlers like that, they make that special effort to interact with those people. Now, obviously, Thunder Rosa had already interacted with Andrea. She gave her a great memory, but just sharing that out with other people, it really makes you warm to those wrestlers. When we talked about last week, like she's in the top five wrestlers in the world right now, according to PWI. The fact that somebody like that would go to that much trouble, and just that human connection thing really works for me. And some of the other things that came up this week as well, I have to admit, you know, I have gaps in my wrestling, so I'm familiar with Connor's Cure. I've never seen Connor before until this week, so I saw that somebody had reposted the story from years ago of his final request was that he wanted to pin Triple H. Like, I didn't know that at all. I didn't totally miss that side of the story. You gotta remember, I watch highlights as well, Matt, so they'll often skip through different things. I don't get to see everything, but what a beautiful story as well for somebody who hadn't seen that before. Like, it was to make that little boy's dying wish that he got to do that. It was perfect. Triple H sold it wonderfully. The whole scene was great. And obviously people like John Cena as well. The amount of work that he does for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I love it when those wrestlers take the time to make connections with those young fans. I think that's really important. Those next generation of people who are coming up. I love it when they make the effort just to make their lives special for those few moments, but it'll be things that they will remember for the rest of their lives.
I'm lost for words, Graham.
That I hadn't seen Connor get pinned by Triple H get pinned by Connor?
Yeah.
Triple H pinned Connor. He just sits in there and he's glancing.
That would be a little mean.
The reason why is because I have sent you the video 4 times since we started doing Good Cop, Bad Cop.
No, you haven't. You're exaggerating. You're a liar. I'm calling you out. Liar.
Okay, twice. But even so, I still send it to you.
You also send me a lot of other stuff, and I'm like, oh, for God's sake, and I just ignore it.
So you wax straight over a kid dying from cancer.
The feel-good story of the decade.
And yeah. If it's out of
and you just cast it aside like it's nothing.
If you'd have sent me a clip and I didn't know what it was, then that might have not stuck with me. But having read the story that went with the video, then it was more meaningful to me this time. So that might have been the difference.
Okay. Well,
I don't specifically remember. Perhaps I did see that resonate with me at that point. But it resonated with me this week because I happened to see it around the same time that I saw that Thunder Rosa story, so it definitely fitted in. I was surprised myself, I have to admit, that I hadn't seen that part. Perhaps if I watched the full 3 hours of Raw, I would see that clip more frequently. But when you're watching the highlight show, they don't include that every single year, so... The person I do remember, and you can perhaps tell me who this is, though, the person I'm more familiar with is the person that connected with Daniel Bryan.
That was Connor, wasn't it?
Oh, that was Connor. Oh, yeah. Okay. That was, okay, that's why, that I didn't realize that he pinned Triple H, though. I didn't see that side of it. I only saw his kind of love for Daniel Bryan.
Makes note to make sure that not to ever pull me up again if I haven't done my homework, all right?
All right.
I'm just trying to remember what was the name of that kid who got the Warrior Award. You know, the one at the Hall of Fame.
I remember the one you mean. Yeah, he actually was really, really funny. He roasted Miz, Cena. Yeah. He was brilliant. Yeah. I can't picture. I can't remember his name from the head.
Same here. Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember
his name. It for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. All right. Did I buy you enough time, Matt?
Well, yeah, my good cop moment of the week is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has ruled himself out of being in contention for presidency.
Ah, okay.
The reason why it's my good cop moment of the week is because we have seen way too many people who are not politicians or not politically trained. I'm not pointing fingers, but 45 comes to mind. Some people should be nowhere near politics. I'm thinking of a scarecrow who runs our country as well. I can say I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. But at the same time, the politicians, they're all about each other. No, some are worse. Now, Dwayne was very clever what he said. Like, apparently someone did a poll and like a big organization poll, 46% people would back him if he was stand, which is a pretty big percentage of the people who'd never profit. And he said, like, while I am flattered by that, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but basically he had no experience in the field, and although he is humbled that people would vote for him for that, he doesn't feel that it would be right to stand just because people would vote for him. Because let's face it, 45 stood, and we look where America is now. So that's a good moment because he wants to leave the politics to politicians, not to get involved in himself. And I can't blame him for that. My good moment to me is that a wrestler does not want to get involved in politics for the first time, it feels like.
You don't have to go straight for presidency, of course. There are other levels that you can come in. That doesn't have to be the first step. Like, we do know, obviously, where that Kane is in office right now as well. If we go back a few years, then obviously Jesse Ventura also as well. So you don't have to go straight on that. But I like the fact, I would agree with you on Matt, that I think that top level, I think you need a certain level of understanding. And I don't think he has that. I think you can obviously surround yourself with people that do know some of those things. But yeah, I think if he wanted to, he hasn't ruled himself out long term by the sounds of it, though. He could still do some of those other things. Like, he could start showing more of an interest. You can start becoming perhaps more local politics first and then move up to a national scale. But yeah, I think that's a pretty sensible choice. I thought it was going to be your good cop moment because you were going to say that means he can return to the WWE. He can appear at the next WrestleMania and there was going to be a whole host of other things. And etc.
To be fair, if he was to return, it would be everyone would watch it because it's Dwayne. Everyone loves Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's the number one movie star in the world. Everyone knows who he is. Even like, oh, that big guy, you know, Mr. Johnson. He's a good wrestler, you know.
Mr. Johnson.
God. I'm at work.
I don't know anyone who's ever referred to The Rock as Mr. Johnson.
Someone at work generally said that when I was talking about wrestling, like, oh, that, and they were deadly serious. They didn't know that The Rock was a wrestler.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to do a little bit. If you can remind me next week, Matt, I'm going to do a little experiment. Next time I talk to my mom, I'm going to ask her if she knows the film actor Dwayne Johnson. I'm gonna. Oh, which way do you want me to phrase it? Should I ask her if she knows the wrestler, The Rock, or should I ask her does she know the actor Dwayne Johnson? Which way should I do it?
Yeah, don't say Mr. Johnson. She'll think you're talking about a prime minister.
Well, I wasn't. Gonna... Yeah, with the exception of your friend, I don't think. Yeah, like Chris said, no one's ever referred to him as Mr. Johnson. That's
yeah. It was a bizarre experience for sure. But yeah, I've never heard of someone who knows of Dwayne and didn't know he was a wrestler. I don't know anyone who doesn't know that.
I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but I am quite happy to see if I can find one next time I'm on the old Dog and Bone, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for a speed check. The only thing I forgot to tell you at the start is, Chris, I'm too lazy to do the time now, so if you have your own timer, if you have a phone in front of you or something, if you set it to a minute for us.
Yeah, go on, then.
If there is anything... If up to a minute, Matt gets very upset if we go over even by a few seconds because he doesn't get that luxury. Yeah, I'm checking your time because I don't trust you. You have up to a minute if there is anything else you would like to chat about that you would consider a good cop moment.
Right. I don't know, I'll start. Yeah, Walter versus Cesaro is going to be on a UK house show. That's going to be really good, and I hope that someone films that because it's going to be amazing. I'm a huge fan of the Cody, Malakai Black, Andrade Pac four-way feud that's happening on Dynamite. I feel like that's really good. And the Cody promo, especially as well, was just phenomenal in that, you know, it's just getting people to hate him, and that's brilliant. I know it's meant to be good cops. I didn't like the ladder match on Raw. I thought it's the most cliche ladder match ever, and I could happily die without seeing another ladder match. And Serena Deeb and Hikaru Shida, that was a brilliant match on Dynamite. I think everyone should go out of their way to watch it. It was absolutely amazing. Genuinely probably one of the best women's matches I've ever seen, personally. It was just a brilliant match, and Serena Deeb should be on every show ever until the end of time. Why did WWE hire her as a trainer?
I am intending watching Dynamite. I would normally watch things Friday night, but with recording early, and it's the last week of the quarter over here in America, so it's been a little busier than normal. But yeah, I will definitely be checking. When you mentioned both those two names together, I was like, oh, I need to see that for sure. Yeah. Matt, we'll get back to our normal order. Go ahead.
Okay. For me, Sami Zayn has been added to NXT title match with, on a UK show. He's going to be in the same match alongside Tommaso Ciampa and Styling's son, Bron Breakker. I hate that name, though. I still hate that name. I forget about it. Mandy Rose is the new NXT Women's Champion. About time, too, in my opinion. In the whole now of Toxic Attraction is a champion now, and I've got a lot of positive energy going forward for that. Serena Deeb, as you said, was phenomenal on Dynamite. I have seen it all across Twitter because Chris has been sharing it everywhere. Bray Wyatt, his no compete clause expires today as we are recording. So as of yesterday, as it goes out, he can go where he likes.
Yeah. Any predictions where that might be, Matt?
Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Hollywood. I mean, because
he's really big with what's his face? You know that horror guy who designed the Fiend mask?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
I know exactly who you mean, though. Absolutely. And why not? I mean, Robert Englund made a career out of being Freddy Krueger. Why couldn't Wyndham?
Yeah.
So you don't think there's any chance he's going back to WWE?
I feel that there's potential down the line. I mean, let's face it. Brian Danielson has gone to AEW, and he said he'd be happy to go back to him in the future. So never say never.
First reaction from most people was, oh, 2 days, that's where Rampage is. But it is when SmackDown is as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
By the way, before we move on as well, I just want to say the reason why Bron Breakker is called Bron Breakker is because Scott Steiner owns the rights to the Steiner name, and he absolutely refuses to sell it to WWE. That's what I heard.
Oh, I did not know that.
Which is very funny to me.
He can't do math, so hopefully he can spell at least.
All right. What did I have for my minute?
Well, no, the maths was correct. The maths was all right. I mean, Graham, obviously, I'm sure, double checked it, but the maths was correct.
It looked good to me, as far as I could tell. Yeah. He got his fractions and everything right. A little over 100% is a little weird, but yeah, we'll cut him a bit of slack on that. It looked basically good. My moments are pretty short. Like I say, I didn't watch Dynamite, but I do need to go back and watch AEW Dark though. Tweet was, "Welp, this happened last night. Thank you everyone, and especially at AEW and at Frankie Kazarian. Now that's savage." Savage Gentleman appeared on AEW this week, so I definitely need to go and check that out for sure. And I'm going to keep this one short because I have a feeling that we might want to talk about this in the next segment. But I thought it was very heartwarming that people were thanking Ring of Honor for giving them an opportunity and also for thanking them for the support they gave over COVID times as well. Obviously, there was a lot of issues with wrestling. People couldn't wrestle for a long period of time. Ring of Honor did a particularly good job of keeping those people on their roster at that time. And I'm going to leave it at that because I'm sure there's more to say later.
Unfortunately, probably so, Graham.
Perhaps we should go straight to that segment then, right? Can we go there?
I think unfortunately we're going to have to.
Good! Bad!
All right, no prizes for guessing what the bad cop moments of the week are. I think it's I think they're pretty obvious this week. All right, guests get to go first though. So, Chris, what would you consider a bad cop moment for the week?
Well, I mean, it's been plastered all over Twitter, basically, you know, and rightly so, really. You know, it's, you know, obviously the Ring of Honor situation, it's, you know, it's really sad. I mean, you know, the fact that Ring of Honor, all the contracts are going to expire after Final Battle for Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor is saying that they're going to try and sort of reboot the company after, or during WrestleMania weekend, sorry. There's been, you know, all sorts of rumors and reports going around stating that Anthem were the ones that were pulling the plug, and that Joe Koff was, who's the like the wrestling executive, basically sort of like the Eric Bischoff of Ring of Honor. He was really fighting hard for Ring of Honor, but eventually he lost out. So, you know, it really sounds very similar to the last days of WCW. Which, you know, is really sad because Ring of Honor, you know, it's been around for nearly 20 years now. It's been a huge part of the wrestling scene. You know, it's, you know, directly, indirectly caused, you know, the rises of TNA, the rise of NXT, the initial NXT 1.0, you know, AEW. They're a big part of getting people over to New Japan as well. You know, they've been a huge part, you know, probably behind WWE, the most significant wrestling company in the past 20 years. And, you know, like you say, it's just such a shame that a lot of these wrestlers who were taken care of brilliantly by Ring of Honor throughout the COVID pandemic are going to be, you know, released at the end of the year. I think a lot of them will end up, you know, finding jobs elsewhere, but not all of them will. So, and that's, you know, something that you have to keep in mind. And, yeah, it's just such a shame for all the wrestlers, all the executives, everyone involved with Ring of Honor that it's shutting down. Yeah, it's just really sad because Ring of Honor's been just brilliant for ages.
We talked a little bit off air ahead of time because we were kind of, it's just been the big story, to be honest. And like, we just didn't see it coming. That was the kind of thing. Sometimes you can prepare yourself for things like this. This really kind of came out of nowhere. It was when I came home and I saw that, because I shared with you straight away, Matt, and you're like, "Oh, I already got it. But yeah, it was just a real bolt from the blue. Like I knew straight away that one of us, there was no way that not one of us would want to talk about it. Matt, I pretty much think it was going to be, unless you've changed your moments, it was going to be your moment. Do you want to elaborate at all, or are you?
This is really out of left field. Obviously, no one saw it coming. Ring of Honor, I was talking to my Chris about it, that it's like, unfortunately, companies, you know, close down. I'm like, yeah, but they're owned by one of a big company, aren't they? So they're not.
I don't know their structure, to be honest.
They're not short of a few quid, by all accounts. Granted, I mean, I've said before, we can't watch it in the UK.
easily. You with the, and when you can, the pay-per-view stuff they do is great. They're just missing a good weekly product. Some of the talent comes there. Jonathan Gresham stands out to me, who we saw live multiple times at Mania Weekend, Graham. And you see before that at other promotions in your area.
I mean,
the only good thing is that a lot of that talent will be absorbed by other companies. The sad thing is that Ring of Honor, where you got Seth Rollins, Adam Cole, save Cody Rhodes' career. Without Ring of Honor, Cody wouldn't be anyone now. Punk came through there. Danielson. I could keep listing the names. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. I could list them. I could listen to them red in the face. It's very, very sad. I don't know what else I can say.
I got kind of the same angle. Like, just when we're looking at the people, like, Jonathan Gresham was, like, one of the first people I thought of. Like, I think people like him will be fine. Like, can you imagine, I'm going to say AEW, I'm sure that somebody like AEW would want to pick up somebody with his wrestling ability. But I think more of the indie stars, like, I feel so bad. Like, in recent weeks, I've talked about the fact that Trisha Dora's just got signed for that organization, and then it's literally less than 2 months ago, and people like O'Shea Edwards have been signed there as well, and was doing really well by all accounts. Unfortunately, I don't get to watch Ring of Honor as much as I would like either. Savage Gentleman has connections there as well. So there was like several people who I'm familiar with who kind of worked into that organization. I mentioned the fact that Roxy, their current champion as well, that whole women's tournament was great. I didn't realize she was 19. She's like really polished athlete already. I think some of those top people, obviously, like you said, they will be fine. I'm hoping that the situation, this is never a good time to happen, but if anything like this is going to happen, now might be a good time for it to happen, in terms of there are far more opportunities in wrestling than there's ever been. Like before, it used to be WWE or nothing. There are options now. There is possibility of WWE, sure. NXT, AEW, Impact, there are places you can go. And of course, the indie situation right now is flourishing. If you can get those names appearing on the top level of your indie card as well, then I'm certainly hopeful people can find options. But yeah, it's not a good situation for sure. And a real shame for those people now having to suddenly think about what's going to happen in the next 2 months. Like, we've had all the unsureness with things like COVID these last few months, and then suddenly we've got this thrown on top. Like, what is your livelihood going to be for the next few months? And they don't know that right now, and that's got to be very stressful for them. So
indeed. Yep. The only silver lining, in a way, is that they are relaunching in April.
I'm personally upset by it as well. As Mason and I went to go and see one of their events probably about 3-4 months before COVID, because they're in Baltimore, so it's like really close to us, and we had a great time. It was very inexpensive. Yeah, we reviewed it, we had a fun time, and it was one of those things where I'm like, great, once we kind of start getting back to the new normal, we can start. I couldn't go to the last event that they had, but it was something that I was looking forward to, thinking, yeah, it's like an hour and a half away, and we can see the top athletes, and I was looking forward. PCO was another person whose name I was trying to bring back earlier as well. We saw him at Nova Pro, and he was a name we were excited to see become their world champion for a while as well. But yeah.
I remember mocking you guys when I said, I'm taking Mason to Ring of Honor tonight. Mike, is he on a bad slip again? And I did, and I was wrong to say that. Absolutely not wrong to say that. It was that Ring of Honor TV product was not good at the time, but the event that they put on, it made me shake my head even more. They can't get a good TV product going, and now of course it is where it is. The really terrible thing is that they are making their tape library available to the highest bidder.
So I'm trying to scrounge the not money high. Together, so.
The bid's not high either. I think it's like 25 grand so far.
Yeah. Oof. Yikes. Is it on eBay?
No, I think it's privately done. I'm not sure how it's done, Graham. I'm no expert when it comes to gambling, Graham, or that sort of stuff. As we know from Texas.
With your two bob that you put on every week on an Acura.
Indeed.
I mean, coins. I'd like to think. Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, in chat, I always ask, like, who's he put his two farthings on this week, or who's he got his sixpence on, or halfpenny, florin. I'm running out of old coins now. I'm going to have to Google a list of old coins to keep throwing that, keep that joke going in techers.
Fair enough.
I was, you know, quickly touching back on the library. You know, personally, I would like to think that that would go to AEW, mainly because Ring of Honor hold, well, A, they hold the rights to All In, which is a huge sort of like moment in AEW's history. And also they hold a lot of, you know, what they hold up, a lot of the Elite's biggest moments. So I think that would be something that is crucial for, well, not crucial, but like if AEW's wanting to make this streaming service, like, you know, I know Tony Schiavone came out and said that in 2022, he thinks there will be an AEW streaming service. So that would be a big boon to have that included, especially when you consider, you know, WWE has all the old WCW or the old ECW shows. Having those Ring of Honor on demand shows in this AEW streaming service, that'd be a big boon to that streaming service.
I 100% agree. Yeah, they don't have that back catalogue at all. So if they could get something like that. I know Mason, I got him some Ring of Honor DVDs from different... They sold their store. They were selling DVDs really cheap. And this is before lots of the streaming services. And we got a lot of them. They were fun to watch. Like you mentioned, some of those names earlier that are on them. There's recognisable names on there putting on high-quality matches. So when you mentioned that figure of 25,000, Matt, that sounds ridiculously low for the...
I mean, that's what I've seen quoted. I'm not. There's no guarantee that it is that low. Of course.
Yeah.
It could be way lower.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt. Did you have anything, or was that still your bad cop moment?
That was my main bad cop moment. How could it not be? Unfortunately.
And I agree. And it would have been for me as well, and I would have followed on. But I actually found I had one of the stories saved, which was my initial one. I have to admit, I do not know the history for this wrestler. You guys might know him a little bit better. I want to talk about Jimmy Rave. So it actually says on his Twitter profile, professional wrestler, Impact wrestler, Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Dragon Gate, CZW, NWA Wildside, GTS, a lot of different things there. So it started off with a tweet probably about a week or so ago saying, thank you to all those who have been supportive of this journey so far. Your contributions have helped in my daily living and getting life back in order. I just recently got this bill in the mail. Wow. If you can help, PayPal at jamesmcguffey@gmail.com. Now, I took a picture of the bill. Now, we've talked multiple times, Matt, about hospital bills and how bad they can be. So I'm going to read you some of these costs and you can see why he's been asking for anyone who can help. The CPR and therapy, $1,800. Laboratory and chemistry, $1,200. Occupational therapy, $11,000. The pharmacy and drugs, $10,000. Physical therapy, $20,000. Recreational therapy, $6,000. And room and board, $52,000. Now, even for somebody whose math skills are as poor as yours, Matt, you can quickly see that's adding up to a very sizable amount. And that would obviously be very difficult to pay back. We're talking like $100,000 there straight away. So obviously a wrestler who is in dire need of help right now just because of his medical situation. That was the first part of the story. And then it actually continued. So on October 24th, the tweet continued. Apparently, it's time for me to come clean. This past June, I began having trouble walking and went to my surgeon. He determined I had MRSA in both legs and they needed to be amputated immediately. Promoters can tell you, along with my peers, I've had a history with this and I would cancel shows often due to this condition. I don't know where the rumor started this was due to something else, but I hadn't been to shows for so long. So where did someone see me do something? I have always been honest with my past. I went on podcasts and interviews being super candid. Pro wrestling is all I've ever loved. It sucks to think that the tribe I would have died for would say untrue things about me. I've gone this whole time not disclosing my legs because of this embarrassment. Sorry I fell short of your expectations. I tried. I really did. End quote. So there's like layer after layer of bad cop moment here. Obviously, someone having to lose both their legs through amputation is horrible. The fact that people would talk behind his back saying it was for something else besides that why he was cancelling shows is really poor as well. Certain fans said, I heard the rumours and I believe them as well, and they were kind of embarrassed by it as well. The last part last quote I saw was from Vince Russo. Call to russobrand.com. Please find it in your heart to help at the Jimmy Rave, who recently lost both legs due to health issues after losing an arm prior. Man, I loved this kid the first time I saw him. Just be kind and a gentle soul. Anything helps. As I looked back at the picture, I hadn't even realized that he'd lost his arm as well. When I looked at the picture, you could clearly... Whew. Having lost an arm to now losing two legs to having a medical bill initially for $100,000. As bad as the Ring of Honor story was, that's a real bad comp moment for that individual right now. Anything anybody can do to help. Hopefully, I've seen the message been retweeted multiple times. I know that there is that collection that people are making. Just a really tough time for Jimmy at this juncture.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no more that can be said. It's just, it's awful. I mean, you know, I loved watching Jimmy Rave in TNA, or the tag team with Lance Hoyt, and it was brilliant. I loved that. And he was really young then, so, you know, it can't be any older than, like, 40, so it's no age, honestly. I mean, not that there is an age, but it's no age for that sort of stuff. Yeah,
He did not look like an elderly gentleman. I couldn't tell his age, but yeah, I would agree with your assessment. It's something obviously way too, not that it's ever a good time for that to happen, but yeah, way too young. Somebody, I would say we see wrestlers come back all their times in their late 30s, 40s. He obviously, without those issues, he could have continued wrestling. And as he said, that's the thing that he loves the most, and that's the thing that's been taken away from him. So it's kind of heartbreaking. This is why I always go last, because it's always kind of difficult to follow when I manage to pick up a story like this. But all right, I guess it's time to look at the speed cop, and this might be a little bit more trivial. Was there anything else this week that we found that we would consider bad? Chris, you're up first, if there is anything.
Well, I actually mentioned it in the other one, really, so I'd completely forgot that there were two. No, that was the only one.
All right, that's fair enough, Matt. And you not know you're not stealing Chris's time.
I don't need to. I've only got two, Graham, this week.
Wow.
Because mainly, I'm gonna say four is not my time, and the reason why I've only got two.
Okay.
It was a bit of a meh week this week. Nothing was great. Nothing was bad. So, the Io Shirai ladder bump. It's been doing the rounds on Twitter. It was a brutal bump to take. She's fine. Could have gone very badly wrong. Bad cop for everyone out there who's saying that. I forget the person who pushed her. It was, help me here, Chris.
It was Indy Hartwell, I think.
Indy Hartwell. Everyone hating on Indy Hartwell, thinking she should be fired for it and all this stuff. Back up on you guys for wishing the sacking of someone, because spots go wrong. It happens. But this would have been my bad cop moment of the week had it not been for Ring of Honor stuff. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, it's been revealed he has prostate cancer. He just had that surgery, and now he's going to go into surgery again. Having already beaten kidney cancer in the 90s, now he's got to face prostate cancer now. So anyone wants to give him some good love and support, I'd absolutely send it his way as well. It sucks. I'm just going to put this out there. I don't care how controversial this may be to some people. American healthcare sucks.
Yeah, I can't argue. Mine is very frivolous, having just heard what you did. We should have switched our order, but hey, never mind. Combat Fights Unlimited, heavily considering stripping Masha Slamovich of the CFU title for this take. I was like, wow, this has definitely got my attention, considering how much I love Masha Slamovich.
You love and Masha
so much the other week. Not sure I can back her on this one. Kiwi on pizza. What the heck? Like, pineapple, I've heard before. I'm obviously a big fan of pineapple. Kiwi on pizza. Like, what on earth? Mayday, I think you would be fully justified of stripping Masha of that title for that take there. I would 100% agree.
I have a good kiwi, but not on a pizza.
I have no problem with kiwi fruit. I have zero problem with kiwi fruit.
Delicious.
It's like I have no problem with pineapple. It's just there's a lot of things that you don't put on pizzas.
And they're pineapple.
Yeah.
No, pineapple's fine.
Kiwi. No, it's not. No. The guest agrees with me, Graham. You're outvoted this week.
All right. Fair enough. I did post some pizza takes. I managed to find a couple that were...
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to get to those, Graham, unfortunately. It's been a bit of a mad week in the Willis Lewis household.
Chocolate and gummy worms on a pizza.
If it's a sweet dough, that's fine.
That's what some people said. Well, they said there's nothing wrong with a sweet pizza.
Well, that wouldn't be a pizza though, would it?
Exactly. Agree.
There's no reason for doing that. You can have a pizza and you can have that as a dessert. Worms and dirt is a perfectly good dessert. You don't need to put it on top of a pizza. It's just it's getting ridiculous.
No, that's what happens. That's what happens when the toddler throws their sweets on it at Halloween by accident.
That's exactly what it is, Matt. That's a perfect analogy.
The gummy worms and all that and all the sweet stuff on there. You've got your lovely pepperoni pizza and then throw that on top of it.
I hate it when that happens, honestly. It happens all the time and it's so annoying, honestly.
Take them there, do you think it's real? Jesus Christ.
Good. Bad.
Alright, time for fan cop moments. Let's see if we missed anything, anyone. Observant listeners noticed anything. All right, Matt, do you want to start it off?
Yes, just to piss our guest off. I'm going to start with wrestling with Woodridge. By Woodridge. Good cop moment of the week. The ladder match from Monday Night Raw. Super fun match.
I didn't hate the match. It was fine. It was just every other ladder match. I was just bored of seeing that.
To be fair, it functioned fine. We are seeing one too many, I think, recently, unfortunately. I bet we've got one on NXT as well.
What I mean. There was two in 2 days.
Back on the continuation of repeating matches week to week with Raw and SmackDown. But keep up the good work, lads, he says. We will.
All right, I got high five Tom. We've been doing a much better job of not missing his moments recently, Matt. Great cop moment. Although I will miss their weekly dulcet tones, I am glad at Chad Mines and at Diesel_VFTR are taking a chance to recharge. That would obviously be the view from the top rope, guys. Yes, enjoy your little rest, I guess. Bad cop, the Ring of Honor situation, but hoping this spring brings a good cop moment. I think we can. That's something we can all agree on for sure.
For sure. SciPal, SGP Words, obviously from Chain Wrestling, SGP Wrestling Podcast, and now as well, as of today's recording, as well, also the Quantum Leap Podcast, which...
You're looking for the waiting room is what you're struggling
to. I was ready for time, Graham, and as I was saying it, you cut me off, so thank you. Okay, good cop moment, Bray Wyatt's no complete calls expiring, looking forward to see where he turns up. And back up, Ring of Honor. It seems to be a recurring theme.
Yep. JC at Jeremy and Time 721. Good cop moment. NXT making some change ups to their title holders and Raw's ladder match main event.
Am I the only one then?
I only saw highlights, so I couldn't really comment too much on it.
It's a matter of opinion.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan's prostate cancer diagnosis, as you said earlier, Matt, and Ring of Honor releases everyone, and Cody Rhodes' delusion as to why he's being booed, mixture of Cody / Black feud with Pac / Andrade.
He knows why he's being booed. He obviously knows. He's playing into it.
He is the third most talented Runnels in that family.
Right. Oh, he's less talented than Dusty Rhodes. What an insult that is.
No, I meant behind Goldust, Brandy, then he's third.
Behind Brandy?
Yeah.
Are you taking the piss?
No, I'm not.
Come on, find somebody else.
Add just in time, 2-1-1.
Cody Rhodes brings the worst out of him every week.
Best cop moment, getting the hang with Front Face Lock and TWE Takes podcast and Marcus Hay of the Front Face Lock finished that awesome interview with Buff Bagwell. Worst cop moment, Ring of Honor releasing his entire roster. I think this is across the board, unfortunately, Graham.
I think, pretty much. Chat Grapple and Cheap Pops. Best Cop, Halloween Havoc. Worst Cop, the reason behind MSK being booed and the possible demise of Ring of Honor. And Human Cop, wishing Jim Duggan all the best in his battle with cancer once again. Yeah, well, I think we're all on the same page this week.
At UTT Rob, a good friend of yours, Chris, of course. Had a good cop moment. Dynamite being back on Wednesday, sorting my first.
Oh, God, he was banging on about this constantly last week. Or over it is, and he was just banging on about, oh, it's thrown it all out of whack, honestly. Banging on about it. At least he'll shut up about it now.
Maybe. Bad cop moment, the Ring of Honor situation. Again, it seems to be like everyone's got the same opinion on that something. It's just sad. What the WTF moment of the week? The dawning realization that CM Punk has come back after 9 years away to work his way from middle to the bottom of the card.
Yeah, I forgot when I was talking about podcasts and things. I said, of course, I listened to you this week because you're on the UTT podcast.
Oh, is that this week?
Yeah, I know, right. There's like a 4 week delay or whatever.
I was about to say, they get it was probably about 6 weeks in advance. I didn't know which one was.
Well, the thing I find amusing about that is they'll always read like things that people have tweeted from and in the last week since their last episode. But it's like 5 weeks out of date at that.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Love UTT podcast. Those guys are great over there. That's always a fun listen to. The other thing I found amusing about that podcast this week was they said that it was one of the highest rated episode, I think they said, on TNT at the start. And I was like, oh, there's gonna be lots to talk about. Normally those episodes are like 2.5 hours, 3 hours. It was like an hour and a half. Yeah. So obviously the better the show is, the less there is to talk about. So
which means, Graham,
bad pop moments can be a good thing as well, I guess.
Which means, Graham, then, that you managed to get through it in 15 minutes.
I managed to get through it in 30 minutes. Mags apparently is up to times 5 now. I don't know
why they gave him times 5, honestly.
Goes up to times 5, but it's not times 5 for the whole thing. It's when there's large pauses in the show, like it'll edit those out and then it'll put it through. But yeah, no, I normally listen at times 2.5 and it speeds it up to 3 with a smart speed, and that's plenty for me.
See, you
oh, that's plenty. Oh, I only need times 3. That's all I need. I'm a simple man.
See, that's the thing you see, Graham. You say it speeds up when there's pauses and things. You'd never get that with Dungeons and Junkies. We have music in the background, so there'd never be a pause.
There are some, because I kind of look to see what happens. But yeah, no, actually, that's not true. I do listen to some at 3. It depends on the speed of the talkers. Some people just talk very slow. And for those, you can bump the speed up. But yeah. Anyway.
Must be hell watching Techers at times 1, Graham.
It is a weird experience for sure. Yes.
What? Hearing people talk at normal speeds is weird.
Must be for him, yeah, must be.
For a podcast. Yeah, you gotta remember I do that obviously during the regular day, but if I have a lot of content to catch up on, obviously it is very helpful to do that. Alright, let's mix up this wrestling talk a little bit. Let's get to our open agenda.
Good!
What is up? What is up? I'm Bishop TW Takes, and I'm here to let you know about my podcast, Terrible Wrestling Takes. On here, I summarize wrestling how I see it, and more importantly, as it's given to us. I also discuss some of your terrible and not so terrible wrestling takes. And whether you're a good cop, a bad cop, or even a criminal, feel free to subscribe where all podcasts are found and follow me at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time.
Well, I said mix it up. It's down to our guest, okay? And Chris, you got the choice. You could either talk about some more wrestling, or you could talk about something non-wrestling related. This is where the section of the show where the floor is yours.
I had something down that was, pretty grim, pretty depressing. But I think we've had enough about this show, so I'm going to do something that's a little bit more lighthearted. For audio listeners, I am currently wearing a vintage Dynamo Moscow t-shirt that I ordered from classicfootballshirts.com. It's good quality. I like it. Yeah. I got this as well, which is another one. I bought two, and I'm fuming about it.
Why did you buy two?
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, you did it by accident?
We charge for two.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, we can auction that off if you want, mate.
Yeah, I'm not. Basically, I was just going to use this as an opportunity to plug it. I just want my money back. That's all I want. So if anyone's interested, DM Chris_BFC_. I mean, just Google 1011 Dynamo Moscow shirt if you want to know what it looks like. Yeah, just I want my money back for it, because I was looking at it and I was like, oh, do I want it? Do I not want it? And then I sort of like clicked off the website, and then about a couple of days later I came back and I was like, oh yeah, well I'll buy it then. So I added another one to my cart, thinking it was just one. And that's why I ended up paying for two.
I've been there.
Now, I don't know if this was expensive for you, but I saw, I'm living near DC. I'm part of the Liverpool Football Club DC followers Facebook page. I'm not actually part of their official group, but I'm part of the Facebook group. And I did see somebody post, in a drunken error, I ordered two Liverpool shirts, personalized Liverpool shirts. Would anybody be interested in paying $150 for? And I think it was a yellow. Who was it? I think it was a Fabinho shirt. And I was like, there's the odds. And obviously that's a specific size as well. The odds of finding somebody who wants that at $150. I'm like, so that was $300 they purchased. So yours wasn't in a drunken. I was going to ask, like, was it because of that? So you just added it and then added it again.
Mine wasn't drunkenness. It was just stupidity.
These things happen.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it's a medium size. It's not opened. It was £50. So yeah, if anyone's interested, that's my open agenda. I just want to buy my T-shirt.
Graham, talking about things. What's $150 in Church of England?
About 100 quid.
If you would get a personalised Liverpool shirt, this year's one, with Fabinho on the back and the number,
and the Premier League badges.
Fabinho's number three, Graham.
Oh, is it three? Oh, okay. Yeah. Who's six?
Six. I believe that
Thiago.
You're right. It is. It's Thiago.
I was trying to forget about it. Yeah.
Alongside Mbappe.
But I'm saying that if you start adding up all those things together, plus the shipping, be about right. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Probably, but if you got a choice between buying from a store and buying from someone who's posting on Facebook, I'd probably just go get one from the store if I really wanted that.
These
shirts are out of stock. That's why I might get some back.
You genuinely might, to be fair.
I'm desperate, please.
If we're going to talk about football shirts, bad experiences with them, this was just after I'd started supporting Liverpool. When I was actually allowed to, my dad.
All right, so about 3 years ago then, yeah.
Anyway, 25 years ago, before you even thought of Chris, no doubt, I asked my dad for Liverpool shirts, and I said, I want this, I want a home shirt, I want my size, all this, blah, blah, blah. He turned up with it to my mum's, and I unwrap it, and absolutely fine. It's that year's shirt. It's obviously the home shirt. It's fine. Designed for a baby.
Huh?
Oh, was it one of the mini kits?
No. It was actual. It was like, I'm much bigger than I was when I was that age. But even so, he got the wrong size because he didn't bother to check. It was for a teenager and not for a toddler. He didn't. I'm like, you. And I can't repeat the word my mother used.
Right.
But how could you make a mistake? Why have you not checked the site before you ordered it, you idiot? Basically.
But when it arrived, you would have thought you might have noticed. I don't think this 4-year-old shirt is gonna fit Matt.
Yeah, because you said he wrapped it. So we realised, he just liked to give it to you anyway.
Yes! And then he did send it back, and they couldn't get one, so I did eventually get, I got the green one with a blue and white swash across it. I quite like that one. I thought that was quite a nice shirt reboxing at the time. But yeah, that's I shared my tail, but I didn't feel quite so bad there, Chris. At least you got the right size.
Yeah, true. I did at one time order a Burnley did like a Chinese New Year kit. Like a red with like a black pattern. It was really nice looking. So I ordered one online. I can't remember the name on back. Might have been like Sandbox or something, I can't remember. But it had a name on back, that's important. So when it came, the receipt was face down on the shirt. So it had the receipt literally printed onto the shirt. Like all the ink had just been imprinted onto it. And because it was a limited edition shirt, I couldn't get another one because it already sold out by then.
Oh my God. Oh my
God.
Wow.
But yeah, I was fuming for ages. I still am fuming about it.
Well, to be fair, you're an angry man, Chris. To be fair, you're always a very angry man in general.
No, that. I just sound angry because I'm northern.
Same thing, isn't it?
I'm kind of impressed, Matt. You've been, I know you joined us a little late, but you've been on an hour and you haven't tried to do an impersonation of Chris yet. Normally, when we get people like Mags on, you normally do your very derogatory impersonations. I don't know. You must have a lot of respect for Chris if you haven't done that yet.
I've got a lot of time for Christopher.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get fine. Yeah, but normal Earth, we zoomed in the South Africa round, Graham. Don't worry.
All right, let's get to it then.
Good. Bad.
All right, my favorite part of the show, and I nearly messed this up. I thought I had all my segments filled, and I totally forgot the Devil's Advocate. I'm hoping I still have two. I'm hoping I remember to click save, or else this could be really embarrassing. Yeah. All right, Matt, go ahead. Time for your little spiel and disclaimers ahead of time.
Well, I'll do that, Graham. You can check you've got yours as yours saved and filed away. Welcome to the Good Cop, Bad Cop, Devil's Advocate round for episode 167. Myself and Graham and our guest this week, who is Chris Harris, will now be firing Devil's Advocates at each other for 20 seconds, and they should be wrestling related, although the guest can have a little bit of leeway if necessary. And of course, anyone believing what we're saying is true can please send it to this week's guest lawyer. And I think I can this week, actually, because it was going to be Podfather Mag, but I found out within the last 2 hours that we're going to send to his butler because he is now officially, and I am not joking, Lord Mags.
Oh, wow.
Genuinely, him and his good lady are now Lord and Lady of the Manor. Legally.
Did he pay Groupon £20 or something for that?
Don't know what they've done, but I now have to introduce him on Techers as his lordship. He is insisting upon it. And legally,
which you would.
And apparently, because Tanner's looked it up, I actually have to do so legally. He's looked up the legal stuff about it. Wow. Apparently, he's entitled to a red carpet at my wedding.
Good job you haven't sent the invite.
You don't want to upset
yet.
The Paddy and Predator. So.
But he also has sent me with a fully cooked goose at my wedding. So, swings and roundabouts, you know, folks. Anyway, all that aside, if you want a bit, send it to his lordship, literally. Now, Chris, as you are our guest, you get to choose whether you receive whether it was Africa or deliver one first.
Go on, I'll receive.
Okay,
right, so your timer to 20
sorry,
seconds.
I'm a child.
Wow.
would you like to receive it as advocate for myself or Graham?
Go on, I'll go with you first because I feel like yours will be harder.
For 20 seconds, you have to defend this statement, Chris. Okay, so for 20 seconds, defend the statement. Serena Deeb is a poor man, Alicia Fox.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, I've never seen Serena Deeb's Northern Lights Suplex. I don't think anyone's seen that. And I mean, you know, the fact that Serena Deeb, she's just sort of boring, whereas Alicia Fox, she has that massive, you know, over-the-top gimmick, that great persona, you know. You could see someone like Alicia Fox smashing up a Wetherspoons. So, yeah, Alicia Fox, she's charismatic. She's got it all. And, yeah, she's far better than Deeb.
That was good.
Beautifully done. I could pull like an old tribe at the same time. I had it written down beforehand. I was wondering who to give it to. So thank you, Chris, for bringing it up earlier. Beautiful. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Well, you go for me, big man.
All right, for you. Right, okay. Here we go. Mags should be replaced. Oh, sorry, Lord Mags should be replaced on Radio Techers with Chris Sutton.
Chris Sutton is somebody who everybody needs to listen to because no one listens to Mags because he's a so he's all northern like. You don't want to listen to him. He's northern. Well, Chris Sutton, he's someone that has got a clear accent that people can listen to. Doesn't matter if he has balls of opinions. He's got a good accent and you can listen to him clearly like.
That was a really good Jamaican accent there, Matt.
Is that the Norfolk accent? I don't know where Chris Sutton's from.
It was northern.
It was awful. That's what it was.
It's awful. Yeah, it was meant to be awful.
That was a northern accent? Is Chris Sutton? Okay, that was
not. I was taking the mickey out of Mags.
Okay. I did upset our friend from Norfolk about a week ago. It must have been last weekend. I'm talking about Pom. So he's a big Norwich supporter, and somebody post the fact that people from Norfolk could actually count on one hand how many goals Chelsea scored at the weekend. He was not impressed with it. He did not find that very funny at all. That is the reputation of 7 for our American listeners.
Indeed.
All right, I think it's my turn to deliver one to Chris then, I believe. It right? is. All right, Chris, your devil's advocate from me is Masha Slamovich will be number one on the PWI list next year, not for her wrestling ability, but for her pizza takes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if either of you have tried kiwi on pizza. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful, honestly. I mean, the hairiness is really something that sells it on the pizza. You know, you don't know good pizza texture until you can really feel the fur in your mouth. Alongside the tomato sauce, you know, the dough. Oh, it tastes beautiful, honestly.
Time!
Hair on a pizza. Oh, no, and fur on a pizza. Nah,
fur
I can't
in your mouth. No. Oh, God. I'm making a note of this one. This is a Christmas cracker worthy. Absolutely fantastic.
I was suddenly wondering in the middle, I was like, is anyone timing this? I was like, he can just keep going. He can do 40 seconds if necessary. I don't care at this point. All right, what you got for me, Chris?
Right, okay. Right. English is a far better subject than maths.
Well, obviously, you're using that far more regularly. Numbers you're only going to use in periodically, but words are obviously something. What have we talked? How many times have we mentioned words compared to numbers when we've been doing this podcast? So obviously, it's far more. Obviously, it's important as well that you don't just learn English, that you learn British English as well. That's one of the big problems that Americans have, that they don't realize there's a distinction between the two. I'll stop at 19 and a half seconds. It's near enough.
Yeah. I was about to say, is it called English over there?
That's the irony. Yeah, it's called English, really? And it's not.
I'm surprised they didn't call it American or something like that.
Technically, it's American English, but they just say English. And actually, they will specify the opposite as British English. And I actually saw one time when it was like, you know, when it says select your language, there was one that said English, and then the other one, which had an American flag next to it. And then there was traditional English, which had the British flag next to it as well. So I was like, oh, forget
I must admit, I have seen traditional English with the British flag and then simplified English with the American flag.
Yes.
Because they only have 25 letters. They don't teach the letter U.
They do have difficulty spelling humour, harbour, and quite a few of those words.
That reminds me of Austin Powers' Goldmember, where they did English, which was just Cockney rhyming slang, basically.
Yeah. Love Cockney rhyming slang.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Right, so
I'm going to deliver to you, Matt, since I just defended one anyway, so...
Okay.
Just so I don't have to go back-to-back. All right, Matt, your devil's advocate from me is UEW wrestler Damian Wayne would have been a better option than Xavier Woods winning in Saudi. So there could have been a Wayne King of the Ring.
Well, when you think about it, Damian Wayne is the perfect man for the job. I'm going to stay away from the obvious joke you'd want him to make here, Graham. I'm not going to do it because you don't want to ever have someone performing any kind of fallacial action on the throne. Because no one should ever do that when they're on the throne in general, Graham. And in fact, I'm going to stop there because I'm just going to make myself make even more and more puns if I was.
All right, that'll work for me.
I don't know what you're on about. I just think you've got a dirty mind.
I was trying to stay from a dirty joke, to be fair. I had a load in my head for all of a sudden for some bizarre reason.
There was another option I could have gone for with King of the Ring, but I avoided it.
Fair enough. Right. Graham, your devil's advocate is, for 20 seconds, defend this statement. The new low for AEW was the appearance of the leader of the Peanut Butter Platoon.
So, obviously, you're referring to the Savage Gentleman. And, of course, why would you bring Savage Gentleman in when there's so much... We talk about the number of talent that AEW has and they don't utilize it. Why are you bringing in people from the indies when you've already got a set roster already? Far too many people. You want to see CM Punk. That's who you want to see. You want to see those people that people crave. No one knows who Savage Gentleman is yet. Woof. I was lost for a second. When you said peanut, I was like, what is he talking about? Confused me for a second. I was a little lost. I have got to go back. I've got to go and watch that Serena Deeb match that you talked about, and I definitely need to go back and watch Savage. I'm sure it'll be over in about 3 minutes, and Frankie Kazarian will probably crush him, but it's still cool when you get to see those people appearing on that big stage.
You get to point at the screen and go, I know this person. I've seen him.
I'll get that Leonardo DiCaprio meme out later, and I'll post that one where he's pointing. I'll get that one out. But yeah, no, it is really cool when you can get to see those people do that. I know he also appeared as part of the Conga line for, I can't even remember his name now. No Way Jose. When he was in WWE as well. So he's had some other appearances as well, but he's definitely somebody that needs recognizing. And Lady Frost as well. Lady Frost in her own right, phenomenal. Top 50 on that PWI. Near top 52, I think it was, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's killing in NWA at the moment, isn't she?
She is doing really well from everything I've heard. I do not pay for NWA. Because it's a little pricey, but everything I've been seeing she's been doing really well, and she did really well when she's been on Impact as well.
Well worth your time to get a chance to see her in action, Chris.
Seek her out then.
She was in a few matches on Dark actually with Red Scarlet, I believe. Yeah, Red Scarlet went over each time, but Lady Frost carried the entire match both times. Just saying.
Yeah, she's good.
Have a look out then. That's my homework for today.
Like Chris doesn't like looking at new wrestling, it's always a good thing for him.
Have homework of my own, actually. I did say last week's episode I was going to look up the number two wrestler on that PWI list and watch some of her matches. Yeah. And I never got round to watching it. Can you pronounce her name for me again one time, Matt?
I pronounced it with time for you, Graham. I'm going to look at it because I've got to see it written down.
But I could pronounce it Tami. That's all right.
She's from Stardom. Give me 1 second.
And I'm actually going to look up. There was actually 3 Japanese wrestlers in the top 10, and I didn't know any of them. So my intention is this week to actually go and watch one match from at least each of those wrestlers. And that was possibly going to be
I'm assuming that... Mayu Iwatani, I'm guessing that would have been one of them.
I thought, if I had to guess off the top of my head, I think it was Hashishita.
I believe that is correct.
Last week's with the name written down in front of me, I butchered it 3 times in a row. This time I have it nowhere written, and I can get it right perfectly. That sounds about right.
It is Hayashishita, yes.
Close.
Well worth your time. Stardom's been killing it as well. Conrad's very high level, obviously, which is the perfect lead-in, of course, for me to ask Chris to plug again all of the stuff that he's involved with at the moment. He's on more stuff than I am, Graham, nowadays.
No, I'm not.
Before you do, Chris, normally Matt thanks his guests for appearing, but he seems to have omitted that this week. I'm not sure if that's deliberate or if that's afterwards, but I would certainly like to thank you for appearing on the show this week, for bailing us out and doing a fantastic job, not leaving me high and dry when he didn't show up for the first 18 minutes of the show as well. So I was even more appreciative of that fact. But absolutely, certainly tell us about all those, give us all those links again and all those social media accounts we can find you on.
You're appreciative, but not appreciative enough to leave out the fact that I was a last minute guest and that you forgot all about me.
Matt missed this at the start. I did apologize to Chris because I said when we get into our second round of guests, I was thinking and totally forgot the original group, like Foul, Chris, IndyCast. Like, if it wasn't for these guys setting the trail, we probably would have just done the same old format we'd been doing for donkey's years, as it were. But no, the fact it works so well was why we actually made this change in format.
Indeed. In fact, Mr. Harris was the first one I had on. In fact, yeah. It was a fantastic person to have on, for sure. Mm-hmm. Sort of like not here.
Yeah, this one were better anyway, because it wasn't just me talking to Matt. So, yeah.
Fine.
I mean, you are very difficult, Matt. I do think even you could admit that.
I'm glad after nearly 170 episodes, people can see that what I have to put up with on a weekly basis.
I could not have done this for 170 episodes, honestly.
This is why we do need to go video at some point, because everyone always misses Matt's reaction. I don't always note, I don't always point it out, but we do have the infamous middle finger again. Go ahead, Chris, plug away, please.
Right, yeah. There's an angry reaction from Matt. Oh, he clearly doesn't want me to plug anything, so I'll just sit here in silence then. Now, buy the Near Falls magazine. It's out November 26th. It ships worldwide. I have an article. Better people than me also have articles in it. It's good. It's very good. Buy article, very good. You can tell by my brilliant choice of words that I write brilliantly.
You do, mate. You do. Don't say yourself short.
Me do good writing. And Radio Techers as well. Go check them out. I do videos with Tanner. Matt does live reactions. You know, that's good. That's also good. Do that. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris_BFC_. That's about it, I think. Yeah.
And don't forget, send those bids in of £50 or very nearest offer to Chris for that Dynamo Moscow shirt. 10, 11.
I just want to get rid of it.
Size
please. It's a medium. 2010-11 Dynamo Moscow shirt.
What percentage cut do we get on this, Matt, if he manages to sell this? Is it normally like a... What is it? What's our normal fee? I can't remember. Well, it's been such a long time.
Well, agent's fee is 10%, Graham, but we take 9%.
That's a deal then, yeah.
We take 9% rather than 10%. That's how we get people like Chris and Mags. We would never be able to afford them either.
Yeah, exactly. That you're paying me an exposure. So.
And on that bombshell. Chris, thank you again so much for coming on this week. It's been an absolute joy, a pleasure, and a privilege to have you on. Me and Graham will be back next week. On behalf of us all here, thank you once more, Chris. We're out of here.
We have some very exciting guests to announce for November coming soon. Boom.
Music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/